Butterfield's estate is about 80 houses altogether. They're really lovely, you know, you've got access to a garden.
I left Latvia 16 years ago, and for me it was a very important garden because I love spend time outside.
There's people of all ages, loads of families.
We are so friendly and everything is so good.
Sir Glasspool owned the whole of the estate. When he passed away, he ensured that all the properties were turned into a poverty trust. When it all got weird was when the charity decided they didn't want to own any property anymore. So they sold off 63 properties to two gentlemen. The first thing that people knew about it was that the new owners sent eviction letters.
We received letters because it's new landlord. He would like to remove in 2 months' time.
No one was expecting to be told to leave.
We start panicking. We need to stay in this address because we're waiting a fertility treatment. We're waiting this treatment like 3 years. It's so important for us.
And I remember we all came out on the street corner.
Everybody was so afraid, panicking.
The landlords were explicit that they would empty out every single house systematically.
The 63 flats need to move out. Unbelievable.
A woman called Linda Taff from the Socialist Party, she had fought eviction and won before, and she thought we had a genuine campaign.
I think, okay, all of us, they cannot move.
So that was when it really started.
They invite some solicitors who explain us our rights.
Some of the flats were put into an auction, so one of the first things we did was picket this auction to inform people that the tenants did not intend to go anywhere. BBC London came and talked to us while we were picketing, and then we put up a petition online.
So we organised big, huge demonstration in the street to sign our petition.
And we'd come up with this slogan, Butterfields won't budge, which has become our sort of mantra.
So many flats, it's empty now.
I really love London and I would hate for it to be hollowed out of vibrance and people because it was profitable in the middle.
This is point that make me angry because just come in and say I would like to sell this property to make for myself a lot of money. That is your problem. Do your money somewhere else.
The charity Glasspool Trust have washed their hands of us completely. Stella Creasy was able to secure a meeting with them, and the chair of the board was so rude to her that she had him escorted out of Parliament. Dolphin Housing Association agreed to talk to the landlords and consider helping us, which is fantastic. We hope they want to keep us as tenants. That would be a happy ending, essentially.